Speaking during a meeting organized by the Zimbabwe Election Support Network to discuss the just-ended Zambian elections, Zamchia said, while in Zambia, the civil society had done well in watching the democratic conduct of those who wanted to take power, this was not happening in this country, which is preparing for by-elections in Chirumanzu and Mount Darwin. He said, civic organizations tend to conduct issues like voter education as a once-off matter.
But with this state civil society is in, that once-off event doesn't even, is not even laced with any energies. There's depletion of energies.
He said Zimbabwe must have a strong civil society that creates conscious citizens who do not have to be told to register to vote. He said lack of civic education in Zimbabwe has also been largely because of most of the civic education has been conducted in urban areas and growth points, leaving out many people in remote areas. Zamchia said the major difference between the civil society in Zambia and Zimbabwe is that local civic organizations are bent on creating voters instead of citizens.
Once you create a citizen, you then get everything. Citizens can hold local authorities to account. They can be able to initiate development programs. They can be able, you know, to do even civic education themselves. They can be able to register to vote.
Zimbabwe Elections Resource Center Director Tawanda Chimini echoed the same sentiment, saying it was imperative for civil society to invest in the creation of responsible citizens.
There's been a significant influence or a significant emphasis around broad voter education, which is basically giving out information around what one requires for one to register to vote.
Chimini noted that Zimbabwe has a lot to learn from Zambia, saying the Electoral Commission in Zimbabwe's northern neighbor held a fairly transparent presidential election. He said as the country prepares for by-elections next month, the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission must consider reform so that it can distribute the voters' roll to stakeholders freely and that journalists and observers are accredited free of charge to ensure transparency. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Ivan Chifera.